We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to be able to apply them to our life. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, تَخَلُّكُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, to assume the angelic character which is innate in us but hidden, we have to choose from these attributes as we can, as we go along, trying to live our daily lives according to them. And then inshallah, the effort will help our imitation to become real. Because this is the only way to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. One who knows himself, knows his Rabb. In Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, Ayah 110, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ اِدْءُ اللَّهَ أَوْ اِدْءُ الرَّحْمَنِ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. Whichever you call upon, he has the best of names. Today we will look at the attributes of Azzar. Now, Azzar in essence means one who can cause a loss. Allah can cause loss and he can confer benefit. Azzar and the one which we will look at tomorrow, which is An-Nafi', go hand in hand. Most references wherein these attributes are discussed have combined the attributes together. Because when you combine them both, they convey a stronger meaning, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatever He wills, however He wills. None benefits nor harms other than Him. The names don't appear in the Qur'an as such. But let's look at a Qur'anic reference. In Surah Yunus, that's Surah number 10, Ayah 49, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ لَا عَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Say, O Muhammad, I do not control for myself any harm or any benefit except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleases. Now, linguistically it says that dhar, harm, is the opposite of naf, which is benefit or advantage. Allah is a dhar, that is, the one who can harm anything, anyone. He impoverishes some of his abd, or causes them to fall prey to illness according to his wisdom, because he determines everything. He facilitates the means of harm as a trial from him, whereby he is able to forgive and purge the sins or subjects one of his abd to attest in order to raise their status. See, let's read, again look at the Quran. If we look at Surah number 6, which is Suratul Ma'idah, Ayah 17, Allah says, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِالضُّرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. If Allah touches you with harm, with affliction, there is none to take it off but He. And if He visits you with good, then He has power over all things. Let's give some examples. See, very many times we ask ourselves that, is this a result, is what's happening to me, which is harmful to me, a result of the consequences of my actions, or is it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you've gone through, analyzed the effect of what's happening to you, and you realize it is not a consequence of your action, then no, it is from Allah. And it is there to be able to either test one, or it is there, in other words, it's there to raise one's status, or it is there to purge us of our sins. Let's see. See, Prophet Musa alayhi salam once complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about a toothache, and Allah instructs him to apply a certain type of herb on the area of his pain, which he did, and the aching stopped. A few days later, the same pain came back. So Musa alayhi salam just went to the herb and applied it. But the pain intensified many times more. He complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, Ya Rabbi, did you not order me to apply this type of herb and tell me where I could find it? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him and he says, Ya Musa, I am the one who heals. I am the one who grants you good health. I am the Al-Dhar, I am the one who can cause harm. And I am the one who has an-nafi', I cause benefit. He came to me the first time. So with the help of the plant, with the herb, I removed the cause of your ailment. Whereas this time, you only went to the plant instead. And you did not come to me at all. It is dawa and the dua. You must also understand that there is a difference between harm and evil. First of all, evil doesn't exist. Evil in essence is an absence of light. Just like a shadow, it's the absence of light. Harm is something different. Suffering through harm is something totally different. The idea is to understand that when one is afflicted with grief or fear or sickness or poverty, which we call harm, then to know that only Allah can dispel it. Again, when we are blessed with happiness, health, success or riches, then to know that only Allah can sustain it. Only with the help of Allah can we sustain it. So, the way we apply to our lives is that whether in health or in sickness, in joy or sorrow, we are bound to submit and turn only to Him. Does not mean that we leave everything in the hands of Allah. Like I mentioned before, it is dawa and dua. Reciting this name 1,001 times saves one from the tyranny of a powerful enemy. If you are forced into humiliation by someone, then recite Ya Dar and Ya Nafi' 100 times during the nights of Friday, or better still on Ayyamul Bid, which is 13th, 14th and 15th of the lunar month, and inshallah you will regain your position as before.